Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So I suppose it kind of makes sense. You see the news coming out of Portland where Damian Lillard had has a separated rib. Because there was, I mean, one of the things you're watching all three games and you're just like, boy, Lillard doesn't even look like he looks like a shell of himself. And it can't just be as simple as they're trapping the ball screen. You know what I mean? Like, so it reportedly he's got a separated rib. Now I think he's trying to play, the tough game of like, no, it's not impacting my game. I mean, a separated rib would make it pretty hard to be a really effective player.
What game was it that he had dove on the floor near half court, and I don't know which Warrior it was that landed on him. Top of him?
Yeah, was it game one?
It might have been game one, and you saw him like grab it, and like he was wincing, and it was like, he's just grabbing it and that kind of stuff. But now it makes a little bit more sense.
Anybody that's had any sort of like rib, it affects your wind, you're in pain, you know, all your movements involve a little bit, like, you got to be willing, like, taking contact, like, all that stuff's affected. All of it. And so, I suppose it kind of makes sense that, you know, you almost felt like, boy, either this is, like, one of the bigger, like, poor showings from a superstar in a Western Conference Final or Conference Final is I've seen a long time, or something's up. And it sounds like something is up with his rib. I mean, because good Lord, that was he has not played well. And, you know, Portland, I mean, it's pretty surprising when you think about, you know, he's talking about like windows of opportunities that don't stay open for long. And you get opportunities, you better bust through them. Like, wow, Houston had a golden opportunity with Kevin Durant out. Portland had a golden opportunity with Kevin Durant out. And even Iguodala barely played in game three. So, won't have any better opportunity than that. And it's now they're not on 3-0. Let's grab one phone call before we hit the top of the hour here. What's up, Justin? Fire away.
Hey, Nick. What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, I want to see some of that same medicine you gave Russ. I want to see some of that thrown at old Damian Lillard.
Well, in terms of criticizing him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
all I hear is excuses. Everybody's hurt in the playoffs.
No, not everybody's hurt in the playoffs.
Well, Paul George had a torn labrum. I didn't hear anything about that.
I wasn't criticizing Paul George. I never criticized Paul George. I criticized Russell Westbrook for his inability to alter his game for what is around him.
Well, tell me this. If Damian Lillard is playing like he did in the first round, how many of those games does Portland win?
But he did play like that in the first round, so that's the thing.
No, I'm saying if Damian Lillard played – this round, like he did in the first round, how many of the games did Portland win?
They could be up 2-1, probably.
Exactly. So there's no excuses for Damian Lillard. He's been out of the first round how many years?
Yeah, I mean, he's won, what, three or four playoff series, I think? Yeah. Three or four playoff series. I mean, you're a Westbrook fan.
Yeah, I'm a Lillard fan too, but the thing is, I like to see everybody get the same criticism. Just because Westbrook does it, Lillard's doing the same thing. He's blowing it for his team. All the role players are stepping up, and he hasn't done anything.
To me, there's a difference between missing shots and missing what you need to give your team. Does that make sense, Justin? There's a difference between missing shots and missing what gives your team the best chance to be successful. Even though Damian Lillard to me is just not shooting the ball well. Like, to me, Russell Westbrook, time and time again, not only doesn't shoot the ball well, but he isn't able to figure out what his team needs to give them the best chance to win, and he just refuses to adjust. To me, that warrants more criticism. Like, if you just miss shots, you miss shots. Like, I think those are kind of two separate conversations.
No, I agree with you there. Russ definitely needs to alter his game. But like I said, the problem I have is Lillard, he's not doing anything else to impact the game either, though. You're saying he's just shooting bad. Well, he hasn't done anything else. He's not making other players better either.
He's played terrible. I mean, I'd say he's been like he's played absolutely terrible in this series. Like he has been absolutely terrible. I trust and like Lillard's mental makeup more than I like Russell Westbrook's.
Okay, that's a fair opinion.
I mean, I think when I'm looking at a guy that time and time again in Westbrook has can't get out of his own way, like I'm gonna be a little bit more critical of that than a guy that in Damian Lillard, that to me this is like this is one of the big moments he has really come up short.
Really?
This is but the bit like in terms of the big moment where he's really come up short.
I don't know about that. If I would say that, that's because he hasn't put himself in position to be in a big moment. And if you're judging Russ off of back when him and Harden and KD were together, you can't really do that. It's just the only thing you can judge him on is since he's had his own team the last, two or three years.
And what has he done?
He's done nothing. The same thing that Lillard is. But
the same thing as Lillard done. No. That's not true. That's like factually not true, Justin.
What isn't true about that?
That Damian Lillard, when Damian Lillard's been the man, he's won like something called a playoff series.
How many years has he had his own team? Eight?
You're telling me to judge a guy based on, like, what they do. Like, he's done more than Russ has. If you want to just go off of when they've had, quote-unquote, their own team, Lillard has accomplished more.
Okay, and he's had his own team, like I said, for 8 years as opposed to Russ's three. He's been bounced out of the first round how many times when they're the number three seed? Like, I mean, everybody wants to talk about how good Lillard is, but then when he plays like this, like he has in the last 3 years of the playoffs, everybody goes to crickets.
Well, he played great.
Russ, he's under a microscope that only a few other people in the NBA are.
But I think he's warranted that microscope based on how he's played. Do you not, based on the fact that he hasn't altered his game and that he doesn't have the ability to figure out what, I mean, it's like he's had Kevin Durant, Paul George, Victor Oladipo, like he's had way more around him and hasn't been able to elevate those people and punch through winning a playoff series since that point.
Okay, so Kevin Durant, he would have been the best player on that team, right?
With Russ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So isn't that his job to elevate other people?
It's the job of the point guard and the ball handler.
Okay, I think that's where we differ. I mean, I think it's your best player's job to elevate everybody. And then Vic, come on. I heard you say Vic on here several times before. Vic was not even close to the same player.
And why is that?
In Indiana right now.
And why is that, you think? What's a part of that equation, you think?
I would say a big part of it is that he was 15 or 20 pounds overweight. That was a big part of it.
Okay, you're really okay. I mean, all right.
He didn't go to Indiana and lose 15 pounds and look way more explosive.
Yeah, that's a pretty big stretch to me. I mean, I think he was playing with Russ. So you're telling me 15 pounds is the difference between him not really being able to do anything and being an all-star.
It's pretty big. You see what happened to Draymond Green when he dropped all this weight at the end of the year going into the playoffs.
Yeah, Justin, I
Victor Oladipo was the same player in OKC that he was in Indiana.
Yeah, they're the same.
Where was he before that? Was he an all-star before that?
Before, what, in Orlando? No.
Was he even close to an all-star?
No.
okay, so how is this Russ? Because all of a sudden he leaves there and he's something else. He wasn't that before he came to OKC.
I really don't think I'm
just saying you can't compare Victor Oladipo, the way he's playing at, the level he's playing at in Indiana right now, to what Russ had him at. That's like saying, well, you had James Harden back in the day. Well, James Harden wasn't the James Harden he is right now.
Literally 1 year later, though. Yeah, like, yeah, Harden was the Harden now compared to 2012. That was 7 years ago, Justin. Like, Victor Oladipo went from, like, basically a non-big factor to an all-star in a span of 8 months.
Well, how many years was he in the league? It took him a lot more than 8 months.
Okay, I mean, Justin, we've gone way. I mean, I can't believe I talked to you for 8 minutes here, but I appreciate the phone call. We got to run because we're way past a break. Way past a break here. All right, game time here.